The Law Council is redoubling its efforts to strengthen laws protecting journalists after the Australian Federal Police dropped their case against ABC journalist Dan Oakes. It comes as the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions said it would not be in the public interest to go ahead with the case, and it's just months after a similar case against News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst was also dropped. While welcoming the news, President of Law Council Pauline Wright says it's a reminder we need urgent law reform in this area.
Well, it's certainly been a distressing waste of time, I'm sure, from the perspective of Dan Oakes. It's a great relief, no doubt, to him and certainly to the legal profession that the right decision appears to have been made not to prosecute. But it is a reminder that we need urgent law reform to protect public interest journalism so that this doesn't happen again.
Yes, and there have been a couple of proposals for reform from the Parliamentary Joint Committee that looked into this issue a little while ago. You've been calling for a couple of things for some time. Can you tell us what you think really needs to be changed?
Yes, the Law Council has long been advocating for where the government wants to issue a warrant against a journalist, a special process should apply, including the issue of a warrant by a senior judicial officer and the appointment of a public interest advocate to argue the warrant case where it's not feasible for the person subject of the warrant to be notified. But we also think that there should be a public interest defence where a journalist is doing their job in the public interest. They shouldn't be criminalised. They shouldn't be captured by this legislation.
One of the things that I recall being one of the criticisms is that the entire process is still quite secretive, in that journalists and media organisations won't be able to know that there are that this is going on, even if there is a public interest advocate who is arguing for the public interest journalism case on their behalf. What do you think of that?
Well, that's right. I mean, obviously, you know, in any criminal case where somebody wants an urgent warrant, it's not always in the interests for the person subject of the warrant to be notified that that's happening, because evidence can be destroyed. So there is a public interest in sometimes keeping that secret from the person who's going to be the subject of the warrant. But we say when the person is a journalist, then there should be a public interest advocate appointed to argue that case, because otherwise you could find that warrants are issued unfairly under circumstances where the public interest ought to be protected.
Could you think of a case where a journalist might destroy evidence to avoid a prosecution of this kind?
Well, look, it's hard to say, but I'm sure that there are wrongdoers in every sector of society, and I'm sure that journalists are no exception. So that, you know, the law does have to be reasonable and protect in those rare circumstances where you might find somebody doing the wrong thing. So I can see that there would be examples of somebody trying to destroy evidence if they were given notice. So where there was a real national interest, where people's safety or lives were at stake, those sorts of circumstances, and it was thought that evidence might be destroyed, then one can conceivably think of times when a warrant process should happen and a public interest monitor should be there arguing the case.
And that was the President of the Law Council, Pauline Wright, speaking with me earlier.